Yes, Tuesday. Happy fun time with Ralphie here on the hot microphone for you, displaying some wicked ass Kiwi music every week, 7 to 8 p.m. New Zealand time, live on kiwiradio.nz, simulcast on rpfm.co.nz. Well, we've got a fun show for you today. Madeline is back. New Zealand born songwriter is back with another cool new single called The Aluara. I hope I've said that right. And also Midwave Breaks will be joining us on the show today, featuring former Supergroove drummer Paul and singer guitarist Bruce, who co-founded in the late 90s a band called Eight. They're definitely no stranger to the music scene, and they've got some hot new tracks which we'll be displaying for you today. But first off, here is a request for a Kiwi song by Lovita, who has been on the podcast before. Keep an eye out for her if you like bands like Dua Lipa and things like that. She did a collaboration with Wolfie. It's called Nostalgia. Keep it locked and bring it right up to 11 volume wise. And on the tail end of this song, we'll be taking our call with the first guest, Madeline. Stay tuned, Kiwi Radio. That is the tune by Lovita, hailing from New Zealand. Musician and producer Wolfie teams up with fellow Kiwi and talented songstress Lovita. And if you are feeling nostalgic, of course, all our past episodes will be unlockable if you join us as a member at kiwiradio.nz. nz. There's also a couple of freebies at the front there. And anyway, speaking of nostalgic, this is probably third time lucky now with this amazing singer songwriter called Madeline. Welcome back to the podcast. Always love having you hang out. Welcome back.
Hi, how are you, Ralph?
Woo, very good. And also shout outs to everyone listening in Christchurch at the moment, and also Auckland tuning in today. Tell us about what you've been up to in the studio.
Oh, what have I been up to in the studio? I actually just recently finished a session last month in Wellington in the studio for my last three tracks for my upcoming EP, which I'm super excited about. It was such, it was like a really good session. I think it's maybe some of the best writing I've done so far, so I'm pretty stoked about it. Had a really great collaborator in Johnny Avery and Jake, again, as well, who did Consume and the Illawarra. So, yeah, it's been super great. Yeah.
It's also very exciting when an artist says it's their best work yet, because that means they've put a lot of passion, heart and soul and tears in the new music. So I'm very excited to be, checking out what you've been up to creatively. But right now you've got one straight out of the oven for us tonight, a song called Illawarra. What does that mean? Tell us about it.
Cool. So the Illawarra is, it's actually kind of like a district within a district in Australia, within New South Wales, in Wollongong, but it's also a pub, which is what it's about, in Wollongong. I was living there from January to March last year, and loved it, and we went to the Illawarra all the time. And I went one night on silent disco night, and I found a girl crying in the bathroom because her boyfriend had left her there with nothing, not a phone, no wallet, no money, nothing. Just his jacket, and it was like the middle of the rainy storm season they had there last year, so it was like pouring down, and the poor girl basically just couldn't be comforted, and it took, I don't know, I just watched her get more and more drunk the whole night. So I don't know, I never forgot about her, but never knew what happened to her, so she inspired that one, this song, I guess.
That's definitely a sad story, but there's a light in the end of the tunnel in which you've captured it in a song. So what else can you tell us? What else would you like to share in terms of what you're doing this year?
Well, this year, aside from the EP that's probably out at the end of next month, I'm actually going on a music-related journey overseas, which is super exciting and terrifying. I'll be doing a lot of... So I'm heading to LA, first of all, where I am staying with a musician friend over there, and we're going to put on a couple of shows. I'm just going to have a couple of meetings and some sessions with some producers over there, and just kind of spread my wings a wee bit, and then carry on to Europe and do the same thing over there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Make it happen, as they say.
Yeah, in the industry. To make it happen.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm very excited, and I've been following your music for quite some time. Now, for those fans out there for Madeline, tell us, what does Madeline like to drink in terms of tea? It is a real question that we've been asked. Are you a tea drinker?
I'm a massive tea drinker. Actually, tea is kind of my life. Ooh. Favorite tea.
There's a segue to this because people should check out your other single called Consume. So, this is where I'm going at. So my line of question is, what kind of tea do you consume?
The moment, the kind of tea that I consume is licorice tea.
Okay, and the next one, what kind of television are you currently consuming?
I actually just completely binged that Netflix show Sex Life. It's great.
And what vinyl are you currently consuming right now? What's the hot album of the week?
Lana Del Rey, Born to Die. I always have that vinyl going. It's my favorite vinyl.
Also, one final question. What's something that people might not know about you?
I'm actually very shy. People don't think I am, but I'm very shy. I take a lot to open up totally.
That's really cool. I get that a lot from musicians where they open up personality-wise when they're singing or something or performing. And because you sound really confident vocally and stuff, so I was just wondering if you're pretty out there as well in real life. But you've just answered that.
I think the, you know, I'm bubbly and I'm outgoing, but I'm shy. Quite inward as a person.
No, that's cool. So the new song is about a girl that you stumbled across in a pub, and it just inspired you to write this song. We look forward to your future music as well, and if you want to check out Madeline's current music, you can check out her Linktree, linktr.ee / just Madeline, but also you are on Bandcamp too, right?
Yeah, I'm on Bandcamp as well.
Yeah. So go check that out and show your support. And any final comments?
Oh, gosh. I guess just keep listening to local music. It's so important, and supporting local artists. I think it's really, really important, especially at the moment. Like, keep listening, keep streaming. It all really counts so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And Madeline, by the way, your Bandcamp is just madelinemusic3.bandcamp.com, and go check out the tunes there, including the brand new single, which you can download as well and show your support. Okay, well, thank you so much for the quick plug. We have Midwave Breaks up next. Do you remember the band 8, by the way?
I don't know if I do.
They're from the 90s. They were quite the thing. So if you like rock and roll, stick around for that. But
I do.
Madeline, thank you so much for being such a cool
creative.
No worries.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, anytime.
Such a cool creative. And keep it up. And good luck with your overseas adventures. You're making it happen. And that's what I love.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is the brand new track from Madeline. Hit her up. KiwiRadio.nz, simulcast on upfm.co.nz. Hot new Kiwi Wax for you right now.
Was the most bitter goodbye that you've ever known. They took you inside, didn't even give back his coat. Heart broke at the Illawarra. Well, at least it's liquor. Ooh, down here at the Illawarra. Another drink just to make it clearer. Another line in the bathroom mirror. She's all alone even when you're close. Cause you're more silent than the disco, trading kisses for drinks just to see what you think. You're so cold, she's all alone, she can't go home. Heart broke at the Illawarra. At least there's liquor. Down here at the Illawarra. Things always seem better down here at the Illawarra. Last night you were holding out for change, but it's all the same, here we go again. Kill it with vodka and cocaine. He left you standing in the rain. So why do you feel ashamed? I hope you didn't hesitate to put him in his place when he came back again. Cause I know they're all the same, but if things haven't changed, come find me, babe. We're always in the same place, at the back of the Illawarra.
love how Madeline has just posted it on her socials that she is live on kiwiradio.nz. And it's always fun having her on the show because she is such a good singer-songwriter. We wish her all the best with her US and European adventures. She's gone all blonde as well. She used to be brunette and such. So there we go. That's Madeline for you. Next, we have Midwave Breaks. We actually have Paul on the phone right now. Paul, it is you.
Kia ora, Ralph. It is me.
All right, Paul. Welcome to the show. Kia ora, and big fan. Tell us about your new music. It's very exciting.
Well, we've had a little bit of more than one release recently. So probably just over a month ago, we dropped a new 3-track EP. And that was to showcase a little bit more of, I guess, a less commercial, less radio-friendly sound, I guess. The songs are a little bit longer, and then this, we thought we'd come back with a bit more of a radio banger. So this latest release was only dropped on March 10, and it's a pretty up-tempo number with lots of riffs in it, and we wanted to give ourselves a bit of a challenge, something that we can sink our teeth into playing live. And I think because we do write a lot of these kind of mid-paced bowler sing-along tunes, we wanted to sort of pick up the pace a little bit. So this track Souvenirs that we've just dropped for us is a fairly grunty tune. We're not a particularly heavy band, but this is about as rocky as it gets for us.
I love it. You're experimenting, you're exercising your creative skills, short songs, long songs. We love it all. In fact, kiwiradio.nz is a great platform for even the long stuff because we're not going to cut it halfway through, right? We're going to play.
Well, this is the beauty, right? Commercial radio. You can't get away with playing a 5-minute song.
Yeah, they're like, we're done. Great. 1-minute attention span. But Kiwi Radio, we love the vinyl. We love the long plays, and we're going to play it out. And we also have your catalog on our radio playlist. So we just love it. Also, your first song, which I'm going to play now, Souvenirs, we're actually song title buddies because I've got an original as well called Souvenirs.
Tell me about what is your one about?
Well, R-A-L-P-H-E, check it out on Spotify and Bandcamp, and the track is called Souvenirs. But what my one was about was actually just my souvenirs from London, essentially, emotional souvenirs and how I was feeling kind of leaving London's music scene, heading back home, and that was what mine is about. But tell me what your one is about, what souvenirs we are thinking of.
Well, ours is about a sort of slightly different take on souvenirs. So it's kind of acknowledging that misguided tendency that we sometimes have in life to sort of be chasing sort of false highs and accolades. And so it's about trying to collect these trophies as we go through life and sort of approval from other people. And so, and I think in the modern age of the internet and social media and stuff, everybody's out there fishing for approval and likes and all the rest. And so this is kind of an idea that actually you don't need to fall into that trap a little bit, and that it's okay to just be comfortable to be in your own skin and not be chasing that stuff.
Actually, that's what shows in your music as well, especially the short stuff, long stuff, is you're not out, as you mentioned, out for just radio play, trying to carbon copy what's already in commercial radio. You're just exercising your creative muscles, as it were, as it is, and being yourselves. So I can definitely hear that in the music, and it gives a real good authenticity. Now, you two are both veterans in some really cool bands from the Kiwi music legacy. But we also really like the Midwave Breaks project. So we're going to play the first song right now. Shall we do it?
Let's do it.
Okay, you're listening to kiwiradio.nz. Simulcast, upfm.co.nz. If someone tells you that men can't multitask, they're telling lies, because I'm streaming on 2 radio stations right now with Midwave Breaks.
The pearls were in our ears. My first souvenir has spirals out. Stills, moving through the years, collecting souvenirs, dissipation grows. It used to be so quiet now. I'm getting higher, and I'm feeling the drive to come back down. Yeah. quiet.
You're listening to KiwiRadio.nz. That is Midwave Breaks. We have Paul on the line now, one of the band members. A really rockin' tune. I hear that in every rock station right now. It should definitely be in the top 20 at least, I reckon. So well done on that.
Thank you very much, sir.
Great guitar tone. Tell us, what is the secret sauce for that guitar tone? It's very kind of 90s inspired.
So Bruce is my bandmate. He is actually a qualified luthier, so he builds his own guitar.
I'm glad and, I asked so that question. Very interesting.
I know, right? Now you've gone down a rabbit hole. So
let's do it.
So Bruce built this guitar, and he ordered these Brian May pickups. So Brian May from Queen, and there's some, I don't know the nut, like if there's guitar heads out there, they'll know. But there's some famous British band, and this is a set of these pickups from Brian May, and it has this particular tone to it. And then Bruce just puts it through all of these crazy digital amps. So we don't use any live amps, so we're doing it all on modeling digitally. And so it's amazing what you can come up with now. Like, you go back, I don't know, 10 years ago, and that would be sacrilege. You know, you go, oh my gosh, you're not plugging that into a Marshall and turning it up to 11. You know, you're doing it all via digital modeling, and you can do so many interesting things.
I'm really intrigued in some of the new modeling amps coming out, well, digital ones, as you mentioned. Have you heard of the Kempler? Have you played with that one at all?
I haven't, but I bet Bruce would have.
Yeah.
So he's the kind of tech guru in our partnership, so
right.
He knows all of that stuff. I'm kind of sitting over his shoulder just listening to stuff going, that sounds cool, or not sure about that one. But he gets right into the sort of nitty-gritty of it and knows all of those different brands.
Us three should have a geek banter on air, Paul, Bruce, the tech special with Ralphie, and just geek out, nerd out with the equipment. That'll be fun.
This is true. Bruce is pretty good at that, man.
Speaking of fun stuff, we want to thank our great international listeners. I don't know how you're finding KiwiRadio.nz, but I love it. We've got the lights coming up from New York, also Santa Monica, and a place in Mexico I've never heard till now called Puerto Vallarta. So thank you for joining us. Hopefully you don't have a VPN where it masks your true location, but that's what the analytics say, and also Christchurch in Auckland listening in today. So what do you have to say to our international audience right now?
Me? Oh, just enjoy some Kiwi music. If you're tuning in from overseas, then get amongst it. This is what New Zealand has to offer. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You love our dairy products. You love our wool. Why not our music? So we're exporting it out to you guys out there. Now, the next track, by the way, is called Mind Made Up. And I love how you've done two versions of this. You can check out the original version, but you've also done some alt country sped up version as well, which we'll play.
Yeah, so this is it. This original track was an example of one of these long players that we were talking about. It's not really a commercial song in particular, and it was a real kind of enveloping wall of sound that takes you on this kind of evolving melodic layered twists and turns. So it's a little bit eclectic, and so we thought, why don't we flip that on its head and take the same melody and the same lyrics and just do a kind of cheeky alt country reprise of that song, you know, which is pretty fun, and it came out really well. We really enjoyed it. So it is slightly old country, but it's definitely us. And yeah, I think it's a bit of fun.
No, that's awesome. And by the way, when you are recording those long play versions of your songs, what are you doing in the studio? Are you just jamming out literally in the studio, or do you develop it in the rehearsal room a bit? What's that process like?
So that's a very interesting process for us because we're a two-piece. So normally when you're evolving songs, you have a whole band that's sitting in a rehearsal room and you just work through the songs, and the drummer is listening to the bass player and we're all listening to the guitarist, and you kind of evolve it live as you go. But when you only have two of you, you've actually got to put down an idea and then listen back and then put something over the top of it and then change the thing that you had in the first place. So it's a lot more sort of cut and paste than going back over and redoing things. But it's a very different way of working. And sometimes when we jam in the studio, if we're doing something live, it will typically be me on drums and Bruce will be playing bass and we'll be getting some ideas down. But then we'll listen back and we do a lot of stuff on Dropbox. So Bruce will send me some stuff and he goes, I put some guitar over this, and it'll be like, oh, this is good. And then next week we'll switch it up and then we'll do some vocals. And so it's a very different way of working. But we've managed to find a way to get that happening pretty fast for us, which is good.
What's your favorite thing about having just two people in a creative project as opposed to some of your previous bands like Supergroove and 8? What's the dynamic like, and what's your favorite thing about just having two people?
I think it's quite a simple process, that's for sure, because you think from a democratic point of view, you've just got the two of you to kind of
right.
bounce ideas off. So that's pretty simple, for sure. There is an element of that you do miss because it's a little bit more clinical, I guess. So you're not getting that full organic experience of, as I say, kind of discovering something just in that moment where the bass player does something different and you kind of tag onto that and then you're off on another journey, you know. So it's a little bit more about listening back and imagining the sounds and then making those sounds happen. So it is a very different process. I don't know if one is necessarily better than the other. It's just a different thing.
That's cool. You're hitting the road too soon, right?
Yeah, so across New Zealand Music Month in May, we've got 9 shows around the country. This is our first headline tour. So, yeah, we are hitting the road. We're really looking forward to it. Coming 9 shows. We've got North Island and South Island. So it should be a lot of fun.
New Zealand, you're in for a treat. New music as well from Midwave Breaks. Check them out at linktr.ee/midwavebreaks for all their links. We're going to play the reprise version now of Made Mind. Mind Made Up. Let me get that right. Qradio.nz, upfm.co.nz. Stick around for one more. Well, there's this and one more song from Midwave Breaks, The Showcase. listening to the Kiwi Music Show live 7 to 8pm on Tuesday. Every Tuesday, Midwave Breaks, brand new music from the duo in New Zealand. Now, while the tracks have been recorded in a farmhouse in rural New Zealand, most were actually mixed in the US by Grammy Award-winning engineer Mark Needham, most notable for his work with The Killers, such as Mr. Brightside and Imagine Dragons. What was that like working with a Grammy Award-winning engineer?
Oh, we were pretty lucky. So that had happened for us during the lockdown period. So what had happened is, in America, you have a lot of these big producers who are working in big studios with big records, and a lot of them were at home. And this is a case of, you know, 6 degrees, in this case probably 3 degrees of separation, where we were talking with a friend of ours who lives in New York, and he knew another guy from New Zealand who happened to be working with Mark Needham. And it just, the timing worked, you know. This is pretty unusual for a couple of guys who, as you say, have been recording their stuff in a wool shed in Welcome Bay, New Zealand, to get in touch with somebody of that caliber to mix our stuff. And it was just a conversation, friend of a friend, and Mark just happened to have a bit of time, and it was like, sure, I'll do this tune from these guys, for these guys from New Zealand. And he ended up doing, he's done about 3 or 4 of our tracks now, which is amazing. So pretty cool hookup for us.
What a blessing. And that connection lives on as well for future music. So that's very, very exciting. Definitely an international sound with those new recordings. And the thing I love about how some, you know, musicians have the fortuitousness, is that even a word, of having a home studio. Yeah, I'm just making words up here on radio, is that they can kind of, you know, perfect the recipe as such. You know, if you were like baking a cake or something, you're perfecting the recipe, you can take your time, and then someone like this engineer who's Grammy winning just adds that icing on the cake, makes it sound delicious, right? So that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you.
Now, as veterans of the music industry, I want to ask a two-part question to just gather some wisdom, because I know some younger musicians listen to the podcast or have been on the podcast. So here's a two-part question that will unlock your wisdom. Firstly, is there another musician you've mentored or trained, and describe what you've done to help them?
Is there another musician I've mentored or trained? I guess I could answer that from my own experience as a drum teacher is probably the best way to answer that. So yes, that's sort of mentoring and teaching other musicians. And what was it that I've done? I think I like to find what drives people, and I like people to find their own style and sound and to explore that. You know, what I grew up playing original music from a very young age, and so I was never really sort of emulating lots of other artists. I was kind of discovering my sound as I was being part of a creative process. I think I was very lucky to do that, because I was in an original band from the age of 14. And so that's what I try to pass on to people, is, you know, not be trying to second guess what you think other people want to hear or how they should perceive you, but just really going to your gut instincts and being true with what it is that you want. And certainly from a drumming point of view, I've always tried to teach that to my students, to really find the way that they, how they voice the drums and how their personality comes out on the drums. And that's not necessarily just about the notes that you play, it's about the way that you play it and the attitude with which you play it and the time between the notes. It's all that sort of, those subtleties that make the thing yours versus somebody else's. And that's the key thing if you're doing anything original, is, you know, how much can you make it your own thing and not try and second guess what anybody else wants to hear.
I love it. I can totally relate as a creative. You know, sometimes we kind of live in the head space, and we're always about, you know, what the head is thinking. But as they say, the gut is like your second brain. So you got to trust that instinct sometimes and go with that. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And also, what's the best piece of advice another musician ever gave you?
Best piece of advice? Okay, so what was the word? So I was, in the early days of 8, so 8 is a band that we had talked about that Bruce and I started in the 90s, right? And we didn't have a manager, and I was trying to get people to help us, you know, to manage us and sort of take us to the next level and whatnot. And I went and sat down with a guy who was an entrepreneur, and he was involved in the music industry and was very successful. And I was thinking to myself, right, I'm going to try and get this guy on board, and he's going to be the one who's going to take us to the next level, and then we're going to do all this stuff. And his advice to me was that we as a band were the most passionate about what we were doing. And so we just needed to own that and actually be responsible for taking ourselves to that next level, rather than looking outside of ourselves and trying to wait for somebody to come and pick us up, or try and wait for that next big break, you know. And that's really rung true for me. If you're doing anything original, you're the one who feels it. You're the one who has the most energy and drive for it. And in some ways, why would you expect anybody else to kind of feel the same way you do about it right at the beginning? So I think that's the best advice that I've ever been given, was just to own it. And from that point, I did. You know, from 8 is a good example of that. You know, we're not a massive band, but certainly as an independent band, we were able to get out and release a bunch of stuff and have some stuff on radio. And I actually was awarded Best Self-Managed Artist at the inaugural Music Management Awards for my work with 8. And that was after I had that advice. So I certainly owned that advice and was able to say, right, let's go.
Yeah, that likens me a lot to maybe like sportsmanship, you know. If you're training 10 hours and the typical other person is training 2 hours, you're eventually going to outrun them. Same thing with the creative muscle. I mean, if you're just doing it passionately, you know, not like a routine, it definitely, you start to outrun everything else. And it shows in your production, it shows in your work ethic, your back catalogue as well. As they say, once you've got it recorded, it lives on forever. And it's just this snowball that you're creating with your music releases. So it's amazing to see and follow as a fan.
Oh, nice. Thank you very much.
Okay, and you'll be hitting the road very soon. Tell us again about the shows.
So, New Zealand Music Month. We're wanting to celebrate New Zealand Music Month, and we're going to be performing with a bunch of local special guest artists in each town. And we have 9 shows, so we are going New Plymouth, Hamilton, Wellington, Napier, Gisborne, Mount Maunganui, Auckland, Dunedin, and Christchurch. So these are all the weekends across New Zealand Music Month. We're really excited to hit the road and share all of these songs that you guys have been playing and supporting and that people are listening to. So, I mean, you can't beat a live audience. You can't beat getting that energy and feel. And, you know, as far as we're concerned, we're in it together. The audience are as much a part of the vibe of the show. And so we're really looking forward to sharing that with people.
It's an organic experience, isn't it? As musicians, as crowd, when you meet in a room and you play live music or you listen to live music, it becomes its own living organism, really. So very excited to hopefully see you live. And for those that are interested, please go see Midwave Breaks live. They are totally breaking the New Zealand music scene in half in a good way. The final song for the showcase today is called Finding Life. Maybe you want to tell us about what this song is about before you go.
Yes, I want to play this one because this was originally a song that we did with our band 8. So it was never recorded, and Bruce and I had sort of revisited it. And this is also a bit of a collective effort. So on this one, we get by with a little help from our friends. So we have a horn section, which is for the guys from the Black Seeds, as well as there's a trombonist called Richard Shirley who plays with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, and he's on here as well. And we have a bass player called Chip Matthews. So if you're in and around the scene in New Zealand, everybody knows Chip Matthews. He's a bass guitarist that's worked with everybody, and he's fantastic. So he plays bass on this tune as well. So this was a nice collective effort, and it harks back to the early days of Bruce and I in 8 as well. And it's also another one of those long players that moves through a little bit of a variety of styles, if you like, and it kind of really ends with a bit of a crescendo, kind of big gospel style horns and all sorts of stuff. So it was a good track to play.
If you are interested in that New Zealand tour in May 2023, tickets are on sale now. All their links for Midwave Breaks again will be on Linktree, linktr.ee/midwavebreaks. You'll see all the links for souvenirs, the Mind Made Up EP, and you can also subscribe to the latest news, which I highly recommend. What's your favorite online social page that people can reach out and talk to you?
Probably Instagram is the busiest for us. We're also on Facebook. We are on TikTok, but we don't really use it. So I'd say Instagram or Facebook.
Let's do it. Well, thank you so much, Paul. We hope you stay cool and stay creative. Thanks for coming back to the podcast and giving this underground thing called KiwiRadio.nz a bit of a platform. It's a win-win situation because we get to meet and talk to our favorite local artists and hopefully share your music to the wider community. And if you want to check out some of the recent podcasts, go to the download page on the front page, kiwiradio.nz, where you can download them for free. Upcoming on future shows, there'll be artists such as Valer, Bruce Aitken, Kokomo Blues, Bird Machine, Sonic Space Lab, a whole lot more coming up on the show. Roger Skinner, actually, really cool country singer, which I found, he was busking and he's amazing. He's like Wanatui or something like that. And yeah, I met him, got his details, he'll be coming on the show as well. Midwave Breaks, thank you so much. We hope you have a great tour coming up in May Music Month.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for having us, Ralph. Really appreciate your support. You're doing a great thing.
Thank you. And yeah, absolutely. Here is the time to celebrate because you released new music and we get to enjoy it. So thank you.
Nice.
Here it is, the final show for today's showcase on KiwiRadio.nz, simulcast on rpfm.co.nz. We do this every week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. I've been your host, Ralphie. This is the final track for today, Finding Life. The band is called Midwave Breaks.
And a welcome to the fold seems so invited, almost reasonable. With a gifted man whose words shine like gold. Don't ever wait for the confusion to settle on. The livid heart breaks a peaceful mind. So invited, words are so critical, and I'll always be right here with you. And so invited, I will always come to you when alone, during bold statements, the warm. Alone, living heartbreaks and peaceful mind. Thank you.
You're tuned into kiwiradio.nz and also upfm.co.nz live broadcast. And that is the show. I want to thank some of our sponsors of the podcast, AucklandMumamarket.co.nz, a boutique market that showcases local businesses and, you know, delivering goods for 0 to 5 year olds. Really lovely market. Check it out, AucklandMumamarket.co.nz. And remember, if you want to check out Midwave Breaks live, they're hitting it hard on the road in May Music Month 2023. They definitely know how to tour, because I've just checked out their tour guide and they are visiting all the hot spots such as Christchurch. They've got New Plymouth coming up, Hamilton. I'm going to need to bookmark that Auckland one in May 20th. Wellington as well, Napier, Gisborne, Tauranga, and they're going to be everywhere. So check them out. The full schedule is on their Bandcamp as well, midwavebreaks.bandcamp.com, and chuck them some bucks. Download the new release Souvenirs and all their back catalog stuff. Tell them you heard them on kiwiradio.nz. And that's pretty much the plug for today. Get that saxophone out, which means it's the outro. Also, some other sponsors to thank would be RebellionGaia.com, the video game. We also want to thank all the website supporters joining us, such as Anarchy MDWH. You can also become a podcast supporter, unlock some additional downloads by going to kiwiradio.nz and going to the paywall there. You can do $2 a month, $5 a month, doesn't really matter. Or you can just share the link. That would be even better. KiwiRadio.nz. We are passionate about music coming out of New Zealand. And we want to thank all the people tuned in right now in the States, in New Zealand. Woo! And of course, everyone in Christchurch.
Cha-cha, Christchurch.
We love you. I've been your host, Ralphie. Stay tuned next week. We have more New Zealand artists to come. Bruce Aitken is coming next week, as well as Valer. And we're actually booked through to May as well. If you want to be a guest on the show, go to instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. That is the only social page that we use. We don't use none of this other stuff. We just keep it simple, really. Quite like this outro track. We should just play it out. Outro track, by the way, is Mama Din, a track called Bring No Suitcase. And we've been adding a ton of music on the radio station. We've actually done the unlimited plan, so you should be hearing a whole heap of music. Remember to submit your Kiwi music and indie music as well. All right, that's it for the show. I'm your host, Ralphie. Original track in the background there, Souvenirs. Ralphie.bandcamp.com. Have I said enough? Yeah, I have. Thank you to all our guests, Midway Breaks, and also Madeline. And remember to stay cool and stay creative.